You're listening to Afternoon Delight Radio Show here on WRVS 89.9, your community voice. Now make sure you all stay tuned. We have some more information about the Car Talk Vehicle Donation Program coming up in just a few moments. But of course, it's the fourth Wednesday of the month, and that means Conversations with the Chancellor. And this is our very first show of the new year, and my wonderful co-host on this show is with me right now, the Chancellor of Elizabeth City State University, Dr. Kerry Dixon. Dr. Dixon, welcome to your show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Clay.
Yeah, you know what?
Good to see you.
It's the first show of the new year, so I have to say Happy New Year to you and
Happy
the family.
New Year.
How's 2019 been for you so far?
2019 has been absolutely great.
Yeah.
I am excited about the greatness, the direction of ECSU.
Yes.
I'm also excited about the fact that I'm now the permanent chancellor.
Oh, it's
of
a beautiful thing.
State
you know,
University.
I was going to bring that up.
That's
you know,
right.
So it's,
That's
it's
right.
the first show as the permanent chancellor.
Yes.
Just to get your feelings on that moment when it was announced, and just how has it been for you since you've made that transition into the permanent position?
Well, the moment will be one that I'll never forget. Yeah. And it was just wonderful to hear the Board of Governors, our chairman, Harry Smith, just look at me and say they're confident yeah. in my leadership and what I'm going to do here at ECSU. And, you know, it's been a long time. I've been at mm-hmm. the system for, well, working within the UNC system for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And so to be able to lead this institution and have the confidence that the board has in me to do so, and also our board of trustees mm-hmm. here at ECSU, it's just, it feels great.
Yeah.
And it feels great, you know, just going through the process, the search process. It was a very fair mm-hmm. process, a very structured. And I just enjoy the opportunity to be a part of that and to interview and to really meet a lot of people along the way through that process. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and I think the students are too here
yes.
being at a radio station. They always come by. They have had wonderful things to say about you when you were interim, and now they are excited that you're now permanently here. So it's going to be a great time. So again, congratulations to
Thank
you.
You.
I might as well say that now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you brought it up just a few minutes ago. We're going to stray away from the normal structure of Conversations with the Chancellor today. And why are we doing that? Because we have a very special guest with us. He's drinking a little bit of water right now, getting ready to give you his voice. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry Smith, Jr., Chairman of the UNC Board of Governors, to the show. Chairman Smith, thank you for visiting, and happy 2019 to you, too.
Happy 2019 to you, Clay. Glad to be here.
Now, Chairman Smith, you joined the board, I believe, in 2013, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah, I was about 18 when I joined it.
And since that
it'll age you, Clay.
Yeah, right. I believe it. I believe yeah. it. You go through so much, but you yeah. know, since that time, you've shown a passion about lower tuition costs and mm-hmm. making higher education more affordable.
Sure.
And of course, here at ECSU, we're one of the participating institutions mm-hmm. in the North Carolina Promise Tuition Program. And ECSU enrollment has been on a swing, upswing, and that's
sure.
a beautiful thing, in part due to the program, but it's been a positive for the university. Just from your, you know, mindset, what does the future hold for NC Promise Tuition Program?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're obviously committed to NC Promise, you know, and you know, one of the things that we all are, you know, commensurate of is the fact that cost matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one thing I'll tell you is when you match, you know, quality education, you know, facilities and cost together, you get a great recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, cost is under a tremendous amount of pressure in higher education. You know, you got $1.5 trillion in student debt, and we all know that's unsustainable. So when we can create platforms that that allow, you know, higher education, which I think we all agree is a life-changing instrument, if we can deliver that without tremendous loads of debt, and also it creates opportunities for access that that you may not be able to create. I mean, so at the end of the day, you know, this is a, you know, very special place,
yeah.
You know, in northeastern North Carolina is dependent, you know, on ECSU. And, you know, I want to give a shout out before we go too much further, because
sure.
One thing I can tell you that matters is leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, the town, the folks, the people, the school, the alumni, is the fact that you've got, you know, as I continue to say, a rock star.
Yeah.
And I believe that with all my heart. I've watched her come all the way through it. And I know what she can do.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got just an incredible chair and vice chair that are committed. And when you put that formula together, I can tell you great things happen. So, I mean, end of the day, none of this happens without world-class leadership, mm-hmm. and you got it on multiple levels, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, Chairman, I have to call her a rock star, too, because when I play my music during my show,
yeah.
she likes to dance and move
she
around
can sing.
And sing.
I mean, that,
so,
you
yeah,
know
that's
yeah.
interesting
so
to me.
What
so.
She had told me, Clay, was, she said, look, we're going to get to sing a song today.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought, it, you know, it's going to be somewhere along Bon Jovi or something like
that's
that.
That's not
you know,
bad.
Because that's our era, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Most people hadn't figured out the reason I call her a rock star. She actually can sing. And I said, do they know that yet? She said, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, I encourage you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
She's been trying to hold that back. I'm trying to pull it out of her. So hopefully we can do that during the show here today.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're excited to be chairman of the UNC board. And you've shown your ability to lead as a successful businessman and entrepreneur. How have those skills helped you as chairman?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, when we've got a diverse talent on the board of governors, everybody's got a skill set that, that we try to bring to the table. I mean, you know, from the business acumen, I think you bring a different set of eyes.
Yes.
That's probably a little bit more critical on the financial aspect of things. And I don't mean critical in a bad way. I mean,
correct.
I think it's from an opportunity standpoint.
Sure.
How can we be quicker, smarter, faster, and better?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you know, when we talk about sustainability, and creating healthy practices that drive that, you know, from the other perspective, I tell everybody, I mean, you know, for me, you know, in life, in my walk in life, I want to be a better person, better leader. We all have the nuances of emotions and highs and lows in our walks in life. But I mean, you know, the thing I think for me has been the most fortunate is being exposed to, you know, a lot of really, really great people. And so, you know, as I walk through this thing, you know, I have my first day and last day. I think for me, one of the things that I will cherish the most is the relationships that you make along the ride.
Definitely.
And so, you know, look, you know, if you're in this thing for the right reasons, you know, I call it the life-changing business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think there's a better example of a success story than where we're at today.
I agree. And Chairman Smith, you used four words that I wanted to talk a little bit about: quicker, smarter, faster, better. You've used that before to describe your leadership philosophy and overall approach. How has that philosophy played a part in your support of ECSU as well as Chancellor Dixon?
Yeah, so, you know, my first trip here, you know, I will tell you, was stunning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was taken back, you know, in the condition that the school had been allowed to get in. I mean, you know, Elizabeth City is a part of the UNC system, but it certainly didn't appear that way. So, you know what? You know, it was actually a moment of clarity for me in my journey on the Board of Governors to be an advocate for all of our schools.
That's right.
And so, I got to say, I do think ECSU is a very, very, very special place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Northeastern North Carolina's dependent on it.
That's right.
And so, you know, we started a journey, and it's been a great one. And, you know, when I pulled up today, I was on the phone with another member of the Board of Governors, Marty Cotis, and, I mean, I said, you know, it was you could tell it, you could feel it, you can see it. And so, you know, it's refreshing. And you know, look, at the end of the day, we have to deal with a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that has nothing to do with driving policy that changes lives.
That's
and
right.
So that's unfortunate, but it's reality, as complex as this asset is. But, you know, look, you know, when you get to come see all the great things happening here, and when you're at the start and you're still involved in it, it's pretty special stuff.
That's right. And Dr. Dixon, I'll bring this to you. I mean, we talk about the support that we have received from Chairman Smith and, of course, the board and the UNC system overall. You've been a part of this for a very long time, and you can actually now see the changes and the momentum. It's just continuing to rise.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We want to keep the energy there, Clay. We want the momentum to continue to move forward as we think about our approach to building the foundation for the ECSU of the future.
That's right.
And so making sure that we have the right people in place, the right tactics, the right strategy, that's what's going to get us there.
Yeah.
And you're right, I've been a part looking at and working with the leadership at ECSU at least over the last decade. And I know how important this institution is to this region of the state. And I know that we can do all that we can to make sure that it is thriving, that we're doing all that needs to be done here to make sure that it's here in the future, that it's here continuing to be the economic driver of Northeastern North Carolina. And so we have a commitment, we have a responsibility, And the institution deserves it. And so being a part of that has just been wonderful. And I'm excited about the direction in which we're going.
Yeah, I am too. Of course, you're listening to Conversations with the Chancellor. Clay Mercer here with the Chancellor of Elizabeth City State University, Dr. Kerry Dixon, and the Chairman of the UNC Board of Governors, Mr. Harry Smith. Now, Chairman Smith, I wanted to talk a little bit about, under your leadership, the Board of Governors has approved a $2.3 million appropriation for ECSU. Again, that's just great support for the university. Mm-hmm. You've shown great confidence in the direction of this university, especially under Chancellor Dixon's leadership. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this university within the next 5 to 10 years, kind of a long-range look at the next decade for this university?
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I've studied this space fairly well, and I think I understand it. I mean, I think you'll see Elizabeth City at 3,500, 4,000 strong and healthy infrastructure, degree programs, and an absolute economic engine. Yeah. And so you have to think about, you know, when we talk about economic engines, you know, you have to think about when every time you grow 500 students, what that does to the local economy. And so if you were to calculate your total FTE amount of money, I mean, it's really, really big. And so when you go to 4,000 students here, it changes the region, actually. That's because, true. I mean, it's a huge engine economically. We create jobs on the campus. We create services providers on the campus. That's right. We do all of those things. And then we also provide students with a world-class education to go out and equip them to do great things. And by the way, there's study after study after study. It says where you go, you stay. Mm-hmm. And so the healthier ECSU is, the more opportunity we have to have critical mass. And so, you know, I'm actually looking forward to coming back when my time is coming gone and doing a very quiet tour with nobody knowing and soaking up the moment. Yeah. Jan's supposed to be cooking me supper. So maybe I can do that when I come back then.
Oh, yes, you're listening to Conversations with the Chancellor. And staying on that topic as far as the strengthening of Elizabeth City State University, you've talked a lot about the aviation program. Yeah. Of course, it's one of the signature programs here on the campus of ECSU. Yeah. As the only four-year institution offering that degree program throughout the UNC system, talk a little bit about the future of that program and you know, about the Board of Governors, and what do you see for that program in the future?
Yeah, so let me say one thing first. I mean, I think I want to, you know, just put this out there in case your basketball coach is listening. You know, I've got 4 years of eligibility, and you know, one of the things I always wanted to be was a point guard.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I feel like if he would give me an opportunity, I could sign up for some classes. Yeah. That if he was way up, I could bring value. And so, you know, I wouldn't want to come in when it's close. Yes. But, you know, I'm telling you, I think if he gave me a chance to play, I think we could do really well.
I agree,
If nothing else, I'm telling you, I would motivate the team.
Yeah.
But look, at the end of the day, I mean, this is a paramount program. It's a pinnacle program. I mean, there's very few in the country. You know, my vision for it, you know, is that we would create, you know, an absolute model. Mm-hmm. And I think that opportunity is there. I've studied the other ones when we were in those discussions on what to do here. And so I went and did my homework on that. And I do know a little bit about that space. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have the opportunity here with the support, you know, of the legislature and the Board of Governors to do something really, really special. Mm-hmm. So when you take a look at growth, you know, student growth, I mean, that's done through in-demand degree programs, competitive costs, and all the things we talked about. And so that is a program that is what I would call a diamond. And so it's something very, very special. And so when you would blend in what I would call the day-in, day-out programs that we got to have you know, depth and breadth on this campus, that's a program that's just really, really special.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a game-changing program. And, you know, I would just encourage, you know, Kerry and the board to continue to think in visionary terms and continue to invest there and ask for investment there, because I think the chance to really drive people from around the country to that program is something pretty special. I mean, at the end of the day, I think that the program in Florida is probably the biggest competitor. And I think we have an opportunity here to surpass that from an infrastructure standpoint, an opportunity standpoint, which then drives demand from a large geographic area. It also, you know, gives ECSU a tremendous amount of polish and advertising in that spectrum. And so I think it's pretty critical. And the fact is, you know, it's not only the only one in the system. I don't think there's another four-year college in the state that has
true,
one.
Very
so,
true.
You know, it's an area that we should invest in, and I'm actually really, really excited that this school has that ability to have something special. Because yeah. I mean, we're in a day's world where you're competing, where just about everybody's got something else just like it.
That's right.
So this
That's
is
right.
a very, very, very special program, and you know, I think it's at the right place.
Dr. Dixon, I think I understand what he was saying, because I was a big man and playing basketball. Oh, I always
yes.
wanted to dribble and bring the ball up and be a
yes.
point guard. Too,
yeah, but Clay, I can do it. I haven't seen you dribble the ball, man.
No, we're going to have to take it to the court.
With all due respect,
maybe.
Man, we'll go one-on-one.
Okay, we can do that.
But I want a witness.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, I want everybody on the campus to say, look, man, he took him. And so, you know, that's probably going to take your stock status
it
down.
It probably
some.
Will.
But, you know, at the end of the day, man, look.
I'm up for the challenge, though. Looking forward to that. We're going to have to try that.
Let's call Coach Walker.
Yeah, we can do that.
Get
at the Vaughn Center.
The uniform has to come on over.
I mean, I can shoot the three ball, too. So, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah.
Dr. Dixon, I wanted to get your mindset on this also, and you've emphasized the significance of the aviation program. In your mind, what are some of the next steps for aviation, and how do you see it prospering over the next few years?
So what we're doing now, Clay, is really focusing on marketing the program, because as Chairman Smith mentioned, this being our signature program, our program that's our niche that makes us unique from any other institution in the state of North Carolina offering such a program in aviation science, mm-hmm. this is an opportunity that we definitely have to leverage. And so we're going to be working to make sure that people across North Carolina understand the value of such a program and also the affordability. Yeah. Chairman Smith mentioned that the closest program, one is in Florida, yes. one of our bigger competitors, and then there's also one in Delaware. Those mm-hmm. are the closest two programs. But what we have here in North Carolina is something we want all North Carolinians to be proud of
Very much so.
And to support. And to be advocates for, because we know we have a great program here and we want to see that grow. It actually grew 13.4% this year in enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
And did I say 13? I'm going to say 38.4% in enrollment.
Yeah.
Let me be clear.
Yeah, yeah.
38.4% mm-hmm. exactly in enrollment. And we want to continue to see that grow, that program grow. And so, you know, we have different concentrations coming on mm-hmm. board within the aviation science portfolio, and one being unmanned aircraft.
That's right.
Drones.
Mm-hmm, drones.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have that degree program. We're having calls come in from all over the state, from all agencies about that program. And so we have a jewel here, and we want to keep polishing that jewel
right.
so that everyone knows that we have this program and that we are committed to making sure that this program continues to be successful.
Yeah, and as your radio station, we're going to stay committed to make sure we give the information about aviation and all of the great programs that
exactly.
we have here on this
and
campus of
many.
ECSU. We really do. We really do. It's been a great show. I'm glad that Chairman Smith was able to come by, and I'm looking forward to taking him on the court and trying this challenge at some point. I don't know if we can
do
it today.
Man.
But I know your schedule's
I'll tell you what
active.
I do. You know, look, I'm in,
mm-hmm.
and so you know, we're gonna bet a hot dog over it. And,
that'll be
and,
fine.
And look, but what I want to make you prepare for, because at the end of the day, man, I'm probably gonna bruise your ego.
It's okay, I understand.
And so
that.
You know, one thing that I do believe in is if you can't win, you foul.
There you go.
And
yeah,
so
I've heard
it,
that before.
As long as you're not upset about getting bruises,
yes.
I'm gonna score,
uh-huh.
and it would be great. And you know, I want to give a shout out again. I'm
sure.
telling you, man, I get around the system. I know this place well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you, the place is blessed, fortunate to have the leadership you got. I feel very, very strongly about it.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to quietly showing up one day and not having campus police throw me off as I'm wandering around the campus lost. And just looking at all the great things that are happening.
That'd
so, you
great.
Know, we're committed, and it's easy to be committed behind great leaders. And
right.
so really, really excited about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, if your ratings went up today, you know, if you'll send me something positive, it'd be great to get versus all the negative.
Yeah.
And that's a joke, too, man. anyway, I appreciate the time, energy, and effort.
And
go Vikings.
Yeah, definitely.
No,
again, we want to thank Chairman of the UNC Board of Governors, Mr. Harry Smith, for joining us today. And Chancellor Dixon, another fun and wonderful show. And thank you for making it happen. And I can't wait to see you next month.
Thank you, Clay. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. And listeners, don't forget, you can go to the WRVS 89.9 YouTube channel to see more from today's show. Make sure you stay tuned. More of your feel-good flavor is on the way. You're listening to Afternoon Delight Radio Show.